Whereas in the case of the acid trail, acid is easily done by titrations. So that's what you guys will be up to in your last practicing your titration skills. So the TOS method then, quick and easy way of determining whether you're looking at a site which has got the potential to generate acid. So because it's quick and inexpensive, it's a good method. If somebody's going to develop a piece of land, they have looked at the maps for that particular region and they see that they're potentially in an acid sulfate soil area, so like blue water for instance, then they go in quickly, they do a large number of soil samples using the TOS method to try and quantify which bits of the actual site have got acid sulfate soils and which bits don't. If this thing then indicates that you have got a total oxidizable sulfur problem, so that pyrite that's present in the soil can be generated into sulfuric acid, then you'll carry out more quantitative indicators to determine whether it's an actual acid sulfate soil or a potential acid sulfate soil. So in this case here, this tells you about the amount of pyrite present, but it doesn't tell you anything at all about acidity. It's just telling you how much of the S2 can go to sulfate, and in principle then how much H plus can be released. The confusion then is if you've got a partially oxidized soil, then it counts all of the sulfur, and you're interpreting all of that sulfur as being able to generate moles of H pluses, and so you get an incorrect answer in terms of figuring out how much acid can come out of a ton of soil.